this week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:38 on the sweet spot. And yes, Conrad, it is the NIT break. But before we get to that,
a little bit of breaking news.
Whoa!
We do have some breaking news, and it's Cowboys news. Dante Fowler Jr., who spent the 22 and 23 season here, is coming back to Dallas after spending last season with the rival Commanders. He gets a one-year, $8 million contract, and that's coming off a year in Washington where he had 10.5 sacks.
Commander.
Along with an interception and a touchdown. So the Cowboys added their pass rush today, and this is...
And how about spending $8 million on a free agent?
This is the most they've spent, and obviously they're very familiar with the dude. So how about that? Dante Fowler Jr. back with the Cowboys.
There's your D-Law replacement. You have him starting at one defensive end. You've got Mike on the other edge, 10.5 sacks last year. And also, he's available.
Yes.
He's played in every single game since 2022. It's a good signing.
Heck yeah. Dante Fowler Jr. All right, Monto, let's do some NIT.
All right, let's get to it. We will start with
this
candidate
week. No, we already did that.
One. Candidate number one here is Jay King, ticket top 10 operator.
Okay. Nice.
50-50 on if he remembers when he works.
He is the Chad of the ticket.
So yesterday, as you know, top 10 is recorded. Toughest job up here at the ticket, by the way.
It's a plate
spinning. So I've heard.
And he had a hard time getting out of the gate here and had to interrupt his own recording to let people know that they are not about to hear yesterday's top 10.
On the world's most dangerous midday show, it's the return of Corby Davidson hosting The Birdhouse. From 1 to 3 over on the sweet spot, they talk to Rangers Southpaw and Aledo native Cody Bradford. And then we hear what's been living in your head rent-free.
Video came out today, and this happened a month ago. This happened on February 13th. This was Patrick Dumont speaking at the Real Estate Council.
All right, so that was clearly not the right top 10 open. I made the right top 10 open, but I guess I didn't upload it correctly. So I want to start this over. We got off on the wrong foot. Let's do this again.
It's just after 7 o'clock.
These are the real things that are going to happen tonight.
Time for the ticket top 10.
I need that from Jay every single night.
And I love
just
how he
loose
goes.
Jay, like, all right, yeah, that was wrong.
Okay.
My bad.
He does announcer Jay King.
Yeah.
But when he decides to, you know, call an audible at the line, you actually hear what he sounds like.
I like chill Jay King's voice.
Off the air.
He's not talking like this when he talks.
Oh, man, I put the wrong one in there.
Crap, man.
Oh, well.
Okay.
What up?
All right, so there is Jay King. He is candidate number one. Candidate number two here on the NIT break. It's our best friend, Lando.
Ah.
Lando.
I miss him.
With his hairy little hobbit feet.
R.I.P. Lando.
He's been holding down morning drive this week alongside Baldy and Deddy. For some reason, I still don't exactly know what happened here. I don't know if he has a deviated septum from drug use or what, but he just made a random noise.
It's an accusation.
In the middle of Baldy talking.
For the court, they have basically the Roman numeral for 12, XII, alternating up and down the court, and it is so distracting. I don't know how anybody
I don't know what that was. I'm so sorry.
What was that?
Man, these early mornings are jacking with your sinuses so bad.
My allergies in the morning are so bad.
I didn't know you had such strong feelings about this court, Amanda.
My apologies, please.
Apparently his sinus cavity does. We are off to a rip-roaring start here on a Wednesday.
Lando's turning into a French bulldog. Was that amplified too?
No, it's not amplified.
That's the actual audio?
I have not. Yeah, touched it at all.
Wow.
Sounds like a pig.
Pig-style Lando.
And he wasn't talking. He was just sitting there.
Just breathing.
Where did that come from?
At least he wasn't snoring. He was awake.
That's true.
And good on Baldy because it completely stopped him down. All right. There's Lando. He is candidate number two. Candidate number three here. EA.
Ah, oh, yes.
Who, from what I understand, a lot in store today for him on the hard line. We on this show are aware of what this is, but this was EA, I guess, not understanding rock and
roll
music.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Violent Femmes are coming to the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory on March 22nd. Get tickets at LiveNation.com. Text MUSIC to 22126 to win your way in. That's MUSIC to 22126.
What band?
It's Violent Femmes. That's what it says here on the copy point.
I believe it's Violent Femmes.
I think it's just the Femmes.
Well, they pronounce Femmes, so.
How'd they pronounce it?
It says Femmes. Am I reading that wrong? Or
I can guarantee you it's Femmes.
That's what I initially thought, but the thing on here says differently.
Come on, Ham. Help him out.
He's going to get you back.
Who?
I hope he does.
Yeah, EA Michael? Told us.
EA is going to get you back.
He told us that... Do we have the drop, Ham?
Oh, yeah. Revenge's best... Cold served or something?
It's revenge. Sir, revenge's best chilled, soft serve.
Sir chilled. In a frosty mug.
Mm-hmm. Because Justin wrote F-E-M-M-I-E-S on what? The sheet. So that's how EA read it.
Nah. All right, there no, is
that's,
EA.
That's what happened. You don't have to lie about it.
He is candidate number three. Candidate number four here is, I'm putting this on Donnie. It's technically Donovan and Matt, but since Donnie is the elder statesman, he probably should have gotten them on track. Travis is trying to do the news, and Donnie and Matt are just completely distracted, and you get a little upset, Travis here.
Monopoly is eliminating cash, and you'll be using your smartphone apps to do the math and take over your
good.
Banking.
What are we doing?
It's the way that it should be. What are we doing?
Hasbro announced an updated version of the beloved board game that replaces cash and the banker with a mobile app. Can I get your attention in here?
We're playing Serial Pursuit.
I mean, I don't have to do the news. We can just play the game.
We both just like mouth the answer to each other.
No, let's play the game. Look.
No. Continue with the news.
Ah, it's over. All right, here we go.
We're
listening.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. Monopoly is taking away the money
right,
and wants to make you use an app
and I'm
on your phone.
What are you doing? I need to play Monopoly with cash.
So there's no Monopoly money anymore.
See, we're listening.
Which you can't use to buy anything anyway.
It is fake cash.
You can buy cereal.
What was going on there?
Travis is the pissed off mom on that show.
Yeah.
And it kind of got a little moron doggy in the middle.
Yeah. With
I was listening, I heard.
Yeah, Monopoly and money and stuff.
Yeah, anyway. Fruit Loops. Yeah. All right, so like I said, we're going to put that on Donnie.
Yeah, no respect to Travis there. No
all
respect.
Right. Candidate number five here on the NIT break. I forget who our engineer was, so we're going to put it on that random person. Last Friday when y'all were at Choctaw.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Brendan,
that's mm-hmm. right.
Brendan.
So we had... Big stars breaking news as they traded for Mikko Rantanen, prolific goal scorer. And we wanted to have on Bruce Levine. We were having issues connecting with you guys, and this thing just sounded awful.
Plant their butt in front and find a way to score with great hands. Think about a larger version of, not as good with deflection as Joe Pavelski, but a larger version of that type of player that goes to the net and makes things happen. That's what Rantanen can bring.
Did we drop again?
Oh, looks like we dropped again. Well, hopefully,
you're
Bruce
back.
Is still
any
talking.
Station? Do we have a Justin? Do we
on.
Have a Bruce Levine?
Y'all are on.
You have me. You hear me?
I don't think they can hear you, Bruce. We've been having problems with them all afternoon. So,
oh, okay, but I'm on. It's not
you're,
my.
You're on. Yeah, you're absolutely on. So,
and we're back again.
All right, we're back. I think Bruce.
Can y'all hear
we've
Bruce?
Been dealing some technical issues out here at Choctaw, but yeah, I think we hear Bruce down the line.
Okay, that's good.
So yeah, we missed the
pick up where you
yeah.
left off.
Uh-oh. Bruce, can you not hear them?
Are you hearing me?
We can hear you, Bruce.
We hear you. I don't know if you hear us.
A cumulus station.
No.
I don't think Bruce Levine can hear us.
Bruce providing his own drops.
I can hear you.
That's awesome.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, so we can... I don't know if we lost the station or if we just lost you, but we can reset.
What a frustrating minute that was.
Mess.
There was about 5 minutes at the beginning of that interview, I couldn't hear Bruce at all. Like, I heard your questions. I heard when Justin and Ham would pop on. And if I heard silence, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get in here.
Well, the first segment we dropped out, and Brendan's like, hey, you're not on the air. I'm like, dude, we're just gonna keep talking just in case we come back. So we sat there and talked for about six minutes while we were off the air.
And in the background, I just hear Kyle Higashioka talking. Yeah. Like, why am I hearing this?
So confusing.
All right, so we'll put that on engineer Brendan. Up next here on the NIT break, this is on Will Connerly, not Michael Dixon.
Ticket tight ends.
He was doing morning tickers all week, and he had a real hard time saying this word, and it just shut down his mainframe.
MVP frontrunner Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropped 34 points in the Thunder's win. Ticker brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com. Have you heard about GMTVCC? It's GiveMeTheVinCC.com. Get an accurate appraisal and offer from experienced buyers at GiveMeTheVin.com for your classic and collectible vehicles. Got a classic or collectible vehicle? Check out GMTVCC.com now.
You can hear his
vehicle.
You can hear his internal parts just starting to slow
just grinding
down
a little bit. Collectible.
Classic and collectible vehicles. Got a classic or collectible vehicle?
Okay, Michael, what's the copy say in there? Because sometimes there is typos in the copy.
Is there spell check?
No, it says collectible. Okay. I think he would have skated by too, but it was unfortunately right before Razor was on. And Razor.
Yeah, he won't let that go.
He didn't let it go. And then the guys filling in this morning, or in the morning, did the same thing.
Collectible vehicle is pretty tricky. That's pretty tricky. Collectible. Do you have a collectible vehicle?
If very funny there from Will Connerly. All right. Our last one here is from Rosen.
Yes.
I was shocked this did not make the big boy e-break, because I think he has an all-time funny word here, but you be the judge.
Did you ever see what happened to Wyndham Clark on Thursday?
Yes.
So he hits a drive. Somehow, it makes a ball marker divot or whatever on the first bounce, and somehow went back into the same divot.
Correct.
And that way you get a drop.
If it's embedded ball in your own embeddedness.
embeddedness? No, I just go with that. That's good.
Sure.
Wow.
Embedded. Is that not a word?
I don't know.
I'm going to say it's 50-50. That's
Kern, accurate. Look it up.
Yeah.
Embeddedness.
Look it up in the Craig Dictionary.
Well, it should be a word.
Anyway, that was kind of interesting.
Embeddedness.
What do we got?
It's a word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel embeddedness like he had is the a confidence word to proclaim that, though?
No.
He's a genius.
No way that's a word.
It is a word.
Embeddedness.
AI says it's a word. I don't know if it means what he thinks it means, but sure.
Okay. Well, at least it is a real word, but the way he stopped down.
In economics and economic sociology, embeddedness refers to the degree to which economic activity is constrained by non-economic institutions.
Well, that's not what he was
exactly
talking about.
Oh, I thought that's what the segment was about.
He was talking about a little hole in the green.
And it's in the embeddedness.
No, he was not right. All right. Is it Donnie? Is it Jay King? Is it Kevin Landrum? Is it EA? Is it engineer Brendan, Will Connerly, or Craig Rosengarten? Let's start with guest picker Michael.
EA.
All right. Ham.
The ticket's Chad.
Okay.
All right.
I will vote for Lando, because I think his mouth noise was pretty good. So 1-1-1. Sean.
The J. King stopped down to begin his show that he's in control of. That was chaotic. I'm voting for the ticket Chad, J. King.
All right. Mino?
I can break a tie here. Are we at
two? Well, we're at 2-1-1, but vote however you would like, and then we'll decide a tiebreaker if we need to.
I'm going Jay King. Top 10 audio chaos is always hilarious.
All right, then that is 3 votes for Jay, making him this week's NIT break winner. Looks like that's his first one all time.
All right, congratulations, Jay. First time winner.